The foreclosures, the bad economy, more people are losing their houses now and becoming homeless. In Massachusetts, there are more homeless people than ever before. That's putting a strain on the state because it is required by law to shelter everyone in need. Shannon Mullen reports.
Just outside Boston, the Cambridge Gateway Inn sits along a busy highway next to a bowling alley. Rooms here go for $89 a night and include a free continental breakfast. The state is putting up nearly 600 homeless families in motels like this because the shelters are full. The place is dated and a little dreary, but a single mother who just checked in says it's better than being on the street. She showed up here with a sack of clothes and some children's books, a pink plastic piggy bank, and a can of Chef Boyardee lasagna.
My name's Jen. I have two kids. My daughter's 9, my son is 6. He has really severe autism.
Jen didn't want to give her last name because she's never been homeless before, and she's worried about deterring prospective new landlords or employers. She misses a lot of work when her son gets sick or acts out at school.
I lose my job constantly because of my son's disability, you know. I finally got evicted, and when I had no place else absolutely to go earlier today, I went to Transitional Assistance Office and asked them to put me into a shelter.
I've never, ever seen this at this level, these numbers of people entering shelter so rapidly in every month.
Robin Frost runs the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. She says she's hearing from more people who've lost their homes or apartments to foreclosure. And Frost says that, combined with the slow economy and the rising cost of living, means families who've been scraping by are becoming homeless.
I wish I didn't say this, but I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even turned on the heat yet. You know, we're anticipating calls of families that, and individuals that aren't unable to put oil in their tanks for their houses.
Philip Mangano is executive director of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness.
There's no question that what is happening in Massachusetts is happening in a number of other places in our country.
Mangano says at least 725,000 Americans are homeless on any given night. In recent years, the country was having some success at reducing that number because of local initiatives to end homelessness. Mangano hopes that progress will continue when the economy recovers.
There are in place strategies and a new national mindset, and that mindset is this is a problem that can be solved, and we need to apply the political will and resources necessary to get that job done.
He says in the meantime, some states are using existing funds to buy foreclosed properties and convert them to subsidized housing for the homeless. But Massachusetts is one of more than 24 states that are facing budget shortfalls in the billions this fiscal year.
This is an environment in which it is much better to invest in helping people stay where they are for as long as possible.
Marilyn Anderson Chase oversees the state's Department of Transitional Assistance and its emergency shelter program. She wants the state to help more people avoid homelessness.
I visited one of our offices this morning and sat in on an intake with a young woman who presented with an eviction notice. Had she contacted us 4 months ago when she was first apprised that she was at risk of losing her subsidized unit for non-payment of rent, we would have been able to help her.
But since the woman has been evicted, Chase says there's not much her agency can do. It's run out of vouchers to subsidize rental housing for others. Chase admits the state has no emergency plan if homelessness gets much worse, and people are still streaming into shelters and staying longer. That means more nights in hotels for people like Jen and her kids.
I'm already on a million wait lists because I knew that I couldn't afford regular permanent housing in my particular situation right now. Maybe someday I can.
For now, she says she'll be lucky if she can get by until she can collect unemployment. And that check is still weeks away. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.